2 weeks ago, Athens City Council President Christine Nicely received a tax form in the mail and at first didn't think anything of it. It is tax season, after all.
I went, oh, stuff for the taxes, you know, and I was ready to chuck it away in a file.
But on closer inspection, she realized the form showed she had received $1,440 in unemployment insurance benefits last year.
And then that's when I realized they were reporting that I had filed for unemployment. And I went, oh, no, I hadn't.
Nicely had been a victim of identity theft. Identity theft is nothing new, but during the pandemic, there has been a surge nationwide in the number of cases of stolen identities used to file fraudulent unemployment claims. Among the victims are Ohio Governor Mike DeWine and Lieutenant Governor John Husted. Congress has increased unemployment benefits to help people suffering from the lockdowns that have thrown millions out of work, and these extra benefits have become an attractive target for identity thieves. The Athens area has seen a sharp increase in identity theft reports. The Athens Police Department received 7 reports in January alone. Athens Police Department Captain Ralph Harvey said one reason so many reports have come in over the past few weeks is because people are receiving tax forms showing unemployment benefits they never applied for.
One of the things with the identity theft as regards to unemployment fraud, the victim may not even realize they've had their information stolen and unemployment fraud committed until they actually start getting tax forms.
Unemployment benefits must be declared as income on tax returns. Taxpayers who fail to include this income can be penalized by the IRS. The fraud problem is widespread enough that 2 weeks ago, Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost sent a letter to the state's congressional delegation asking them to do something about it. Yost said the state was mailing about 1.7 million tax forms to residents on record as having received unemployment benefits last year. He said that thousands of these might be going to people who never filed or received these benefits, but instead were victims of identity theft. Yost is suggesting that Congress pass legislation directing the IRS to suspend any penalties for failure to claim unemployment benefits as income while investigations into suspected fraud are being conducted. People who suspect they have been a victim of identity theft involving fraudulent unemployment claims should immediately report this to the Ohio Department of Job and Family Services. The agency's website has a link to report identity theft. Or people can call a new hotline the agency set up this week. That number is 833-658-0394. The state will investigate, and if there was fraud, it will alert the IRS that the taxpayer did not in fact receive the benefits. Victims of identity theft also should make a report to police, contact their bank and credit card companies, and notify the 3 major credit rating agencies, which are Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. In the meantime, law enforcement continue to investigate the cases, but it's challenging because the identity thieves could be operating from anywhere. All they need is a computer and an internet connection. For WOUB News, I'm David Forster.